Welcome to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us this week on Building the Bakken, the most trusted energy brand in the Bakken today. Building the Bakken is not a political program, rather an informational brand. No polarizing talk, just conversations about the facts involving the energy industry. Building the Bakken is about the people, the community, and the industry, those who are involved with the evolution of the Bakken oil field and the oil and gas industry. What a fantastic program we have in store for you. Dr. Lauren Scott, energy expert, president of Lauren Scott & Associates, talks about what types of crews are going to be needed in the cleanup effort down in the Gulf and how it's going to impact Shale Play USA. Plus, William Prentice, the CEO of the Meridian Energy Group, they're spearheading the Davis Refinery. In our weekly look at the Davis Refinery, William Prentice gives an overview of how Hurricane Harvey has impacted the construction, the permitting timeline of the Davis Refinery. He also talks about what types of workers are going to be needed in the construction and then the day-to-day process after once the refinery opens. Plus, Jeff Simon, Director, Western Dakota Energy Association, gives details on their annual meeting coming up in Dickinson, North Dakota, coming up in November. He also talks about coal and technology as well. And a special treat this week as we talk with Eric Hatch, owner of Hatch Coaching, talks about the message he's delivering to businesses and communities across the Dakotas, Montana, Wyoming, and Minnesota. All that plus much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard right here on the Crude Life Media Network. And the light switch turns your tongue sour. There's no way to explain how this got that way. It's the same reason the sky's blue. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. Well, I was 2 years old when John Lennon died. Well, I was 23 when George said goodbye. Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Dr. Lauren C. Scott, energy expert and president of Lauren Scott & Associates.
There's not a whole lot of towns or housing and that sort of stuff in the way of that. But there's going to be a lot of water flowing down this border between Texas and Louisiana from that. And then the final thing I would mention is that if there is any slowdown in our refineries, it would be because for like 48 hours, the Calcasieu ship channel has been closed. It hasn't been closed because it's blocked, but it's the main way of bringing in the tankers full of oil into our refineries. And the reason it's blocked, oddly enough, is because the waves in the Gulf right now are 8 to 10 feet high. To bring a ship in to the Calcasieu ship channel, you have to put a riverboat pilot on that. You have to have a pilot that brings that boat into the port. And they have been unable, because of the wave heights, to get to transfer onto the ships. But again, that wave action is now, you'll see those 26 ships have been sitting out there, start to move in and start to supply refineries again.
Dr. Lauren Scott with us here, talking about Hurricane Harvey impacts throughout other shale plays, and obviously specifically the Bakken a little bit as well. Final question for you. You touched on it a little bit. I'm glad that you brought up the workers, and you mentioned the addition of pilot, that sort of thing. Employment. Now, there's been a big push over the last 4 or 5 months when it comes to hiring in oil and gas. And then this tragedy happens down in Houston, which arguably energy capital of the world or the United States. Do you see any sort of them employees, yeah, you mentioned going back to their homes are there, but any sort of community building in addition to the homes where employees might leave and that kind of that ripple of even the rebuilding part of things, you know, maybe some construction companies will get bids down in southern Texas instead of some of the shale plays. You get what I mean, to where there's going to be a rebuilding process, and it's in Houston. So do you see any of the crossover where it might affect the employment throughout the energy sector?
Well, I don't know. I think you'll see some impact on the employment numbers. As a matter of fact, it would not surprise me if from now through the end of the year, you will see the employment numbers for Houston be down. And they're going to be down, number one, because there's a lot of businesses that got flooded, and it takes them a while to get back, so you won't have people working there. And then secondly, some people can't get to work because their homes were flooded. They have to spend some time repairing that. And so we had a huge 1,000-year-plus flood here in Baton Rouge exactly 1 year ago. And what happened was unemployment was down for like five straight months because people were trying to adjust and businesses were trying to get back up. But now we're growing fine. Our sales tax collections are way up, especially for cars, okay? Because once water gets in those cars, I mean, they're toast, they're totaled. So you're going to see sales tax collections on cars go straight through the ceiling in Houston area. And then, of course, at all the lumber supply stores, the building stores, appliance stores, et cetera, you're going to see a big boost in sales as people have to replace the stuff that got flooded, because you can't save that stuff. It just has to be replaced.
Any final thoughts as we conclude this interview here?
Well, the only thought I would have is that, you know, this is the good old United States of America. As I thought about this problem, I thought about when I walk down the end of my driveway to get the mail, sometimes there will be a big old fire ant bed there. And, you know, these are rascally things. And a lot of times, just out of meanness, I'll kick it and knock the mound down. And I'll come back the next day, and the mound will be right back up. And so when I look at what's going on in Houston and Louisiana, my first thought is that the ants are at work. They're out there rebuilding again. They'll get this place back.
To listen to the full-length interview with Dr. Lauren Scott, or to listen to other Hurricane Harvey impact features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And please follow our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. Listen to us on iTunes as well. Search The Crude Life. New and free downloads every single week on iTunes. Search for The Crude Life on iTunes.
Last, if you don't take off your mask, when the outside's chilly, the inside is warm, you've been wishing you never been born. All I can say is that you try to behave and try not to get your mind blown. Something that's never been shown. Mind blown, your mind blown, and that's all you need to know.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroup.com.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, William Prentice, the CEO of Meridian Energy Group, about the Davis Refinery coming to Belfield, North Dakota. Are connected to oil and gas. So much of our economy depends on that. And, of course, William Prentice, you've got the Davis Refinery out there. First thing that I thought of course, being involved with the Bakken is Hurricane Harvey. Is that affecting you guys or the Davis Refinery in any way?
Well, yeah, it is. Houston is sort of the energy capital of the United States, certainly, and to a growing extent of the world. Almost all of our engineering and construction contractors are located in Houston. All of the people working on designs for the refinery are located in Houston. So, you know, those people are essentially out of operation right now. So we're going to see a significant amount of delay. But, you know, I mean, a lot of people have suffered quite a bit personally in this storm. But I just have to say that whatever delay that we suffer is inconsequential compared to that kind of loss and suffering.
A couple of the comments that Lauren Scott and I were talking about, and Justin Kringstedt and I pontificated on, he didn't have the data or the knowledge to talk about it, but it sounds to me like it's happening to you, Meridian Energy Group, the Davis Refinery, and those comments were, what about the workforce? How is it going to impact the workforce, either from the specialized workers needed down in Houston because of the social responsibility, the nationalism that we have, but also their homes? There might be some people in the Marcellus or the Bakken or wherever where their home is back in Houston, and so they have to go back, or Austin, and go back and assist. And it sounds to me like that is actually happening to you guys.
You know, again, it goes back to the skill sets that we need to get the refinery going. You know, to operate it, we're going to be hiring locally and training those people up. So, you know, the impact is not there. It's on people that we've hired, engineering firms and so forth that understand how to design these projects, and more importantly, how to design it using modern technology to the kind of air quality standards that we've established for ourselves in this plant. And that's been something that's hurt us over the last week, and I think it's going to take several weeks to recover. And as you mentioned, it's not so much anything professionally. It's just that offices are shut down. People are having to evacuate their homes. One of the gentlemen that is in charge of our project execution, Teo Rizquez, had to evacuate his house. TJ, Tom Johnson, who moved up to Belfield to take over operations at the site, has a house down in Galveston where his son and his family live now. And water was up to within a couple of feet of their doorstep. There's a lot of worrying going on by people that are connected with the project right now. And quite frankly, some of them are just out of operation for the next week or two till they can get their home situation and their offices reopened and so forth. So it's going to hurt us.
Yeah, and our thoughts and prayers continue to go out to those affected by Hurricane Harvey. But like I said before, you know, not to be insensitive, we do need to plan some of our lives accordingly on this. And when I look at, you know, you mentioned Tom Johnson, he's been on this program before, giving us an update. While he was out in Belfield, North Dakota, here working on the Davis Refinery, you know, and back then we were talking about some different timelines and that sort of thing. And like you and I have in the past, how is this going to impact your timelines? I mean, because so often timelines are based on milestones. And if you've got a disruption, obviously the timelines and milestones didn't anticipate something like a hurricane. So what's this going to do to your permit process with the Davis Refinery with the construction getting underway?
Well, the impact isn't as great as it would have been had we received all of our permits earlier in the year. If we had already received our permit to construct from the Air Quality Division of the Department of Health, this hurricane would be hurting us on a day-by-day basis because, you know, just as an example, one of the long lead time items is the crew tower, and getting approval of the permit would have put us in position to finalize that design and begin fabrication. Now that we're seeing the delays associated with Harvey, once that permit is granted at some point in the future, we may see a delay because the guys that would do that fabrication for us are not yet back in business. Little pieces like that. Also, when there's a large capacity, increment of refining capacity, such as we see down in the Gulf, that has experienced flood damage, certain pieces of equipment that we would have maybe been able to pick up with a very short schedule will now be in large demand, and we'll have to really work hard to get what we need out in the marketplace according to our schedule. So, you just never know how this is going to impact you until you get back in and start trying to build a project. But we have down in the Gulf, there has been 3 million barrels per day of refining capacity that's had to be shut down. Some of it's suffered damage. Some of it just had to shut down because of the disruptions in people getting to work and pipeline access to crude and so forth. We have yet to assess in the industry what the short-term issues are associated with getting that capacity on. And just kind of thinking ahead a little bit, and how that affects the Bakken, for instance. That's three times the amount of oil production that the Bakken is producing every day. So an important demand for Bakken oil has been shut down for the past week, and in some cases can be significantly longer. That's going to impact the producers up there. It's certainly already impacted the price of oil, with WTI going down by about $5. So, the ripple effect is going to spread through up to North Dakota in several different ways, not only just through our project.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. I mean, here the refinery shut down. Of course, that's what made me think of you guys right away. Like, what would happen if our refinery was going on here in North Dakota? And then, of course, I asked Justin Kringstead. He brought up the Dakota Access Pipeline, how that was kind of the way down to the Gulf. You mentioned about how the Gulf has kind of affected North Dakota's downstream production, but reiterate that a little bit. And have you compared or just thought of what would have happened or what it would be like if the refinery was up and running and something like this happened where there was a choke point in one of the, whether it's in Chicago or down in Texas, wherever it might be, how that Davis refinery would play into helping the rest of the nation through this time?
Well, unfortunately, the Davis refinery is going to be relatively small compared to, all the capacity on the Gulf Coast. But the fact that you have a single storm idling 3 million barrels per day of capacity is a great example of how vulnerable our energy industry is because of the concentration of those types of assets in a single location. Another example is Southern California, where you have, I think, well over a million, if not close to 2 million barrels per day of capacity that would be in trouble in the event of a major earthquake. It's not safe to have all of these plants in one spot. It's safer for the industry, for the economy, to have this this kind of asset spread out.
To listen to the full-length interview with William Prentice, the CEO of Meridian Energy Group, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
I'm glad I don't live too far away. With the moonlight shining on my walk home, I'm breathing in cold, they're exhaling smoke. So quiet, I can hear it all. And I'm walking out.
Music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Jeff Simon, Executive Director for the Western Dakota Energy Association.
I feel so
good. The former mayor of Watford City will be giving a few remarks from the governor's office, speaking on behalf of Governor Burgum. And we'll also have Cal Coolin talking about Highway 85 and the Theodore Roosevelt Expressway that evening. Just kind of a lighthearted program, not anything too heavy. And then the following day, we're kind of heavy into technology and the issues of the day in terms of the legislature. We've got a panel discussion on refracs and secondary oil recovery, you know, optimizing oil recovery. That's really kind of what the Bakken is all about. We heard the governor talk about that. In order to compete, you know, out here in the Bakken, we're transportation impaired. We're far from the market and far from the refineries. So through innovation, the producers in the Bakken have come up with better recovery techniques, figuring out how to do it better, cheaper, faster, you know. So that's a lot of what we're going to talk about initially. That's first off the program. And then we also have a presentation from Dr. Mike Holmes, who represents the Lignite Research Council, kind of filling us in on the latest in coal research. There are some very promising technology possibilities out there in terms of carbon dioxide reuse. Not just capture, but figuring out ways to reuse it. There's a project looking for rare earth elements in coal, which, you know, they're in every bit of electronics we've got these days. So that's a real promising possibility. And then we're going to talk about legislative issues, too. Senator Wardner will kind of give an overview of the interim. We've got a Hub City study underway again, looking at the proper level of funding for the oil-impacted communities, as well as an education funding panel. We've got the chairman of the Education Funding Committee, a member of it, Senator David Rust from Tioga, and then one of the superintendents impacted by that, Leslie Bieber from Alexander, will be on that panel as well, which will be, by the way, moderated by one of our board members, Dr. Steve Holen, who's the superintendent in Watford City. And then, oh my gosh, I'm not even to the noon hour yet. We've got two keynotes over the noon hour. Mark Fox from MHA Nation has agreed to join us and will deliver a keynote, as well as Dr. Thomas Mitzel from Dickinson State University is going to give us an overview of things that are going on at DSU and how it fits into the know, basically how it's providing a workforce for the energy industry, I think, is where we'll see his conversation directed. And in the afternoon, we're going to provide everyone an update on load pass permits. That's the truck permit system operated by our association, managing overweight, overlength vehicles in the oil producing counties. And then traditionally, the meeting will conclude with remarks from Lynn Helms, the Department of Mineral Resources, kind of giving his overview of oil production and maybe, kind of a market outlook as well. So a full day, for sure.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys got a pretty jammed pack couple of days. I wanted to mention two things just off of the list of the itinerary and speakers that you had. There was the first one, and we can touch on that second, which is Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, former Mayor of Watford City, and his role in the UAS industry. Before we get into that, I wanted to ask you about coal. I'm really glad you guys are going to do a part on coal, because coal really gets a bad rap when you think about it. I mean, they power 80-90% of North Dakota, and the technologies that have happened over the last decade are monumental in the coal industry. And it almost seems like so many people have just written off coal. Like, I don't want to get political, but like the Obama administration, for example, I felt like they just wrote off coal. And I felt like Hillary tried to as well. To me, that was kind of overlooking the advancements that we've made in technology when you're talking about clean coal. Am I out of line for saying that, or do you know kind of what I'm talking about?
Absolutely. I think you're right on target. I mean, there indeed was a war on coal, a regulatory war on coal. They were doing everything they could to eliminate it as a resource. The perception was that it was dirty, it was yesterday's fuel, but to your point there, you're absolutely right. Coal has kind of gone through a little bit of a revolution, almost analogous to what happened in the Bakken. New technology has come up with better recovery techniques for oil producers, and in terms of the coal industry, they're looking at new generation technologies, and we're not talking just the traditional steam-fired, coal-fired steam generation plant. We're talking about maybe a revolutionary technology, totally new form in terms of the alum cycle. And I know Dr. Holmes will give us an update on that. But the reuse potential for carbon dioxide is very real, too. They're looking at all sorts of different technologies. And, the thing is, coal is such an abundant resource. It's cheap. It's readily available. And, in terms of global competitiveness, everybody likes to have, this idea that the United States is going to have the cleanest energy, and they're fans of renewables. But coal is, as they say, increasingly clean. It's abundant. It's affordable. And if we're going to remain competitive, we ought to be looking not just for clean energy or green energy or politically correct energy, but the cheapest form of energy possible as well in order to compete.
And I'll tell you, this is where I think people who may not quite understand what role Governor Doug Burgum can play in this, because he's starting the conversation about capturing that carbon and injecting it into greenhouses, growing blueberries is usually the example he gives, like over in Iceland. And he might not be specifically talking about that process and that steps, but he's talking about thinking outside the box by grabbing that carbon. And plants, for example, eat carbon. So if we can figure out a way to do that, we're going to help the coal industry, we're going to help the planet get greener, and we're going to help the ag industry. That to me is where I think Governor Burgum can really help out the energy industry, and also bring in some other industries that kind of aid it. Are you seeing that at the state level in any way at all, that he's starting to, I guess, integrate some of these different industries together to prop them up?
Oh, precisely. That, what you described there, the greenhouse, that is one of the projects that's been funded by the Lignite Research Council, which is supported by taxes on the industry, the coal industry, by the way. You think about a coal plant, you build a gigantic greenhouse next to it. We've got, the fertile soil types that we need. But, you build a many-acre-sized greenhouse. You've got waste heat coming off the coal plant to heat it. You've got carbon dioxide to feed the plants. And you've got rail capacity to move the products to market. I mean, it's a it's a real promising, type of project. There is one, during the presentation to the Research Council, they described a similar type of greenhouse next to a coal plant operation, I believe in Idaho. And then, we're looking at something similar to that in North Dakota. It's a tremendous opportunity.
Talk to me about this annual meeting. Let's recap it one more time. It's coming up November 1st and 2nd. Is that right?
November 1st and 2nd at the Ramada Grand Dakota Lodge in Dickinson. We'll start with an opening social 5:30 the evening of the 1st. That's a Wednesday evening. And then get underway at 8:30 on Thursday, November 2nd. And, the agenda is kind of heavy on technology, both oil and coal technology, the latest recovery techniques, and some of the promising research into coal and beneficial uses beyond just electric generation.
To listen to the full-length interview with Jeff Simon, Executive Director for the Western Dakota Energy Association, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Eric Hatch, the owner of Hatch Realty and Hatch Coaching.
First, I want to make sure that I acknowledge Eric Hatch has won awards from the Wall Street Journal. Inc. Magazine was a fastest growing company. What was the Inc. Magazine one again, Eric?
We were the number two fastest growing company in the state of North Dakota.
Okay, and then also has been endorsed by the Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran.
Jason, we're also now endorsed by Gary LaVox, lead singer of Rascal Flatts. So there's another one for you.
Did you say the lead singer of Rascal Flatts?
Of course I did, yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah.
We have a commercial. Rascal Flatts wrote a song years ago called I'm Moving On, and Gary LaVox takes that audio track and ties it with a really cool radio ad for us. And so I got to meet Gary a few weeks ago, and what a charming and charismatic man he is. And to have his endorsement is really great. The country followers, people who love country music, are pretty loyal and diehard. And so to have an endorsement for that corner of our world is a great player and help for us too.
Okay, so this is a fantastic, because this is going to spill into my next point, which is, well, one of the reasons why you've been able to extend your brand to beyond Hatch Realty into Hatch Coaching and Speaking is because of your creative personality, your creative mind, and how to really, what's the word that marketing people use? Experiential. So you're able to actually engage and connect with the audiences like nobody else. And doing things like this really is another example. You know, we're going to talk about Hatch Stock as well, but first talk to me about Hatch Coaching, because your ability to engage and connect with an audience really allowed you to spill over into helping your colleagues in creating a new model and a new system for their sales departments. Or am I kind of on the right page here with that? Is that what you're doing these days with Hatch Coaching?
I appreciate the inquiry. Hatch Coaching had stemmed from an original desire. I love to teach. I love to share. But I wasn't sure that I could be validated in that world. I think that the interesting thing about smaller communities and in the upper Midwest, it's all small communities for the most part. It's hard to be a prophet in your own land. And yet when I found in the real estate realm, I had people from all around the country and North America reach out to me and try to say, how did we do what we do? Our team is one of the top 57 teams in the country for production. And so, and we got there in a ridiculously short amount of time. And so people have asked, how do we do what we do? And it seemed to be a great natural connection that I could teach it and share it and coach it. And what we found is that I really got validated in that world. But it wasn't because of production, Jason. That was the funny thing, is I wasn't validated because of our ability to sell a lot of houses, although that was proof in the pudding. People have been drawn to us, and the coaching that I do now is based on how to be a better leader, how to empower people and not just delegate your stuff to them, how to keep a high retention rate of people, how to avoid turnover in your organization, how to have a business that has meaning and purpose and value, and those things that folks are really craving to be a part of. And so we talk about how to be better leaders, how to be better business people, how to have character in what we're doing. And don't get me wrong, Jason, I am a hot mess. I mean, I can't believe that some people listen to me for advice, because I don't even take half my own advice, you know? But there is this fascinating world right now that is lining up, and I now have demand line out the door for people to coach with me personally. And that's a really great opportunity. And so what we're doing is we're trying to figure out how to scale that. I have another coach in my company who is fantastic at what he does. But we're trying to figure out how can we really reach the masses. And so locally we're doing some summits and some seminars and some breakouts for people in our community. And then on a larger scale, we're doing summits and masterminds and get-togethers. We were out in San Diego earlier this month teaching people how to essentially have better systems and strategies in their company. We'll have over 100 people come to Fargo this fall that'll come to learn and grow together with us. And we're developing a series of webinars and YouTube videos and other things to just try to bring some value to people.
Do you got a website? Do you got something that people can go to check out? And what type of information can people go and kind of take a look at that whole Hatch Coaching side of things?
Yeah, coachingwithhatch.com, very literal, very easy, coachingwithhatch.com. Jason, we even developed a board game of a sort. It kind of looks like a Cards Against Humanity pack, which is funny and ironic in and of itself. But when you open it up, it's a role-playing game for people, and it's designed for realtors, but we actually think that we stumbled upon something that can be used in every industry. Think of the series of books that are like the Four Dummies. There's radio for dummies and real estate for dummies and computer programming for dummies. And that's basically, it gives guidelines of how to do well in that area. And this role-playing game is similar to that.
To listen to the full-length interview with Eric Hatch of Hatch Realty and Hatch Coaching, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Building the Bakken Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. And for more information, check out thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today. And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. Building the Bakken will be back next week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our media affiliates, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. Building the Bakken would also like to thank its sponsors, MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be a resource and a connection for you. Give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. For more information, visit deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com. That's the Lodge at Deadwood, located in the beautiful Black Hills. And from the staff at Building the Bakken, my name is Jason Spies. We're asking you to be safe, be happy, and make it a great day. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We'll see you next week. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.